I met Helen at Concordia University, Wisconsin in November, and she and I sat down for this interview in December. The way I met Helen was after lunch one day. She was sitting by herself and just stepped up, started talking with her, asked if I could sit down, and she was very, very happy to have me sit down and visit with her. Helen had no religious background at all, from what she told me at that time, and I asked if I could just go through with her what I do in training other students, and she said, sure, that'd be great. And when I was done, Helen told me, I want all my Chinese friends to hear what you just told me about Jesus. Helen, we're here at Concordia University, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And tell me again where you are from.
I come from South China, next to Hong Kong.
And why did you choose Concordia University, Wisconsin for your graduate MBA in finance? Is that right?
Yeah, because of the religious reasons. I'm quite interested in this, in Christian, so I choose here.
Okay. And now we met each other in November. It's now December of 2007.
Yeah.
When I first came and sat next to you, what were you thinking?
I'm very excited because because a pastor is talking to me the same as friends.
Okay.
So I'm very happy and I could know more about the God.
Okay. So when I started talking with you about God, that was not weird for you. You were wanting to talk.
No. Yeah, I want to talk.
And what? Tell me about your religious background before coming here to the United States.
Actually, I have read some books about it, and I have attended some. I went to church for Christmas ceremony
in China.
Yes,
okay.
In China, and some other ceremonies.
Okay. Now, what do you remember from the conversation you and I had? Did you learn some more about the Christian faith as you and I talked?
Yes, I've learned more about the Christian faith.
Okay. Does it make sense to you about Jesus dying on the cross?
Yeah.
And because of what he's done, then we can go to heaven?
Yeah.
So even though we've broken God's law, that Jesus has paid that fine on our behalf.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Now, since you and I talked, what has happened? You had mentioned going to church at a church off of campus. Was that the first time you went to church off of campus since you've been here in September?
Yes, we can say that, yeah.
Okay, and then, so you're going to a church in Milwaukee. You've been there two times now.
Yeah, Holy Hill.
Okay, and let's see. Holy Hill.
Yeah,
Holy Hill. And did students from this university take you there, or how did you get there?
We are organized by an organization named CHAT.
CHAT?
Yeah, the organization aims to help international students to improve their English, so we are organized to go there.
Okay, so this was like a field trip in a way, or did you just go there to go to church with the CHAT group?
Maybe the aim is to go to the church. This is our aim, objective.
Okay. So now, before we met in November, was CHAT taking people to this church, or is this something new? Did you have an invitation before we met?
Actually, because there is a chapel in the university, so if we would like to attend the religious affair, we just go to the chapel. It is much more convenient.
Yeah, and you had been going to the chapel before. Is that right? Before you and I talked, you'd gone to chapel occasionally?
Yeah.
Are you going more regularly now?
Maybe regularly.
That's great. Let's see.
Does he tell you before you show up, though?
We had talked about possibility of me talking with CHAT about some talking with some of the other international students when we were talking, like I was talking with you about Jesus and what he's done. Now, you had said when we talked that you'd like your Chinese friends to hear what I told you last time about God. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Why would you like your Chinese friends to hear about God and specifically some of the things I talked about?
Actually, everybody has its own freedom to believe or believe a God, and it's their freedom. But for me, because personally, because I think it is a very good, because the God teach us to do things good. So this is my personal idea.
Okay. All right. Well, is there anything else you want to say? Because I think I've asked the questions I wanted to ask.
Yes, I'm interested in these religions, and I believe God. So I will do lots of good things, such as tutoring accounting or help other students improve their academic background. I will try my best to help other people to represent a good faith. Good faith. And I think in Concordia University, it is. I feel very good because everybody smile, everybody help others. It is a good thing.
So in the Christian university, more people smile?
Yeah.
That's good.
Actually, I've never attended a non-Christian university. This is the only university I've attended in the U.S. So I don't know anything about the non-Christian university.
Okay.
But here, I like here.
Okay. There's another question. Okay, so yes, you're doing these good things to help people and to out of faith in God and thankfulness to God.
Yeah.
So now, do you understand that the good things we do don't get us to heaven? It's because of what Jesus did and his sacrifice. Yeah. That's why we go to heaven. Does that make sense? Because some people think that they'll do good things, and then because of their good things, they go to heaven. But the Christian faith teaches that it's because of what Jesus did and the sacrifice he made on our behalf. So that when we broke God's law, then Jesus paid that for us. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense.
So then when you do the good things, thank God.
Yeah.